God took the loss. He allowed his son to die for you and me at the age of 33. To save my son, who just turned 21. My God took the loss. God took the loss. He allowed his son to die on the cross to save my son, who just turned 21. My son was almost killed by a gun, by someone just having fun, before he reached 21. My son became the father of a beautiful baby daughter before he reached 21. My son suffered a hit and run by someone else's son before he reached 21. My God took the loss. I remember the call that came in July the 4th, 1999. My son had gone to a barbecue with some of his friends. And the call came and said, your son was just struck by a bullet from someone just shooting up in the air, having fun on the 4th of July. My son, he was struck by that bullet before he reached 21. And then there was another call that came, and it said, your son is the father of a beautiful baby daughter. There's no problem with that, but he was only 18. What was he to do? And of course, now we know it's a blessing. And then in the dead of the night, the call came and said, your son suffered a hit and run. He's paralyzed. We don't know if he'll ever be able to move again. My God! He had not reached 21. But God took the loss. Because the day my son can dance, my son can play basketball, he runs, he swims, and he's here to be a father to his daughter. Yes, God took the loss. Yes, God took the loss. He allowed my son to be here. God took the loss. He allowed his son to die on the cross to save my son who just turned 21. He allowed his son to die for you and me at the age of 33. My God took the loss for my son.